Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. On the rise right now in America is a condition called gout. And if you've never heard of gout, or if you've never experienced gout, it is a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's where there's the buildup of uric acid crystals in the body. We see so much of that now. Disease, health challenges, as I like to call them, are on the rise. And a lot of the little ones that can be nagging more than anything, like gout, are coming on because of what we're, so many Americans really are dealing with obesity. Obesity being overweight. Overweight right now, the statistic is about 65% of Americans are overweight, 35% are obese, which means their obesity is contributing to their major health challenges. And gout, being a form of arthritis, is one of them. And it's really kicked in recently, they're saying this year. It's really what it is, a condition it forms when what we call uric acid crystals, byproducts of proteins, build up in the joints. And they're more common in men than women, but they can show up more, say, in the wrist, in the big toe, in the hip. They can show in different areas. It's now affecting about 8 million people, which is about 4% of the population. And the risk increases, of course, with age. It's an inflammatory arthritis formed by these uric acid crystals. And the pain's unbelievable. There's a warmness, a redness that comes into a joint and usually takes a while to subside. Several medications are out that can help them, but really it's getting down to the preventative side. It's more the prevention. You know, what are we doing with all of our health challenges on the front end to make sure that we don't end up getting it? See, the problem is right now in America, what we do and the way our system is set up is we just go along living our life, eating the wrong kind of foods, inflammatory foods, just mind our own business, doing our own thing, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the body breaks down. We get sick. Blood pressure goes up. Go to the doctor. Diabetes, blood sugar, you start getting sick. You start getting weak. And so here you are. Now you're taking two medications. You're taking metformin. You're taking lisinopril. And you don't know how you had diabetes and high blood pressure. But you could it be that it's because you've gained 40 pounds in the last 3 years? Maybe. Could it be that you haven't exercised in the last 5 years because now you've got a desk job and you become so tired that all you can do is work all day, go home, eat, and sleep, and that's it? So you become sedentary, and now your body's not moving the way that it used to. Well, could it be? Whose fault is that? It's not anyone else's but yours. It is. We have to take responsibility for our own health. We don't want to hear that, really. It's not really the most pleasant message, but it's the truth. And so what we have to do is start making some radical shifts in the way that we live. But the study now that they've done is doing random blood works, of course, with different people. And it affects about 43 million adults right now in the U.S. There's medical evidence that indicates that gout is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is characterized by obesity, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and blood fat issues, which can cause an increase of cholesterol, leading to heart attacks. So the researchers say the obesity epidemic and growing hypertension rates seem to be associated with increases of gout. And the research team examined data from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination, surveying about 5,000 people. And the participants were asked about their history of gout and whether the condition had been diagnosed by their healthcare professional. And according to the data, about 1 to 3% had elevated uric acid levels, which is actually fairly high. And in 2008, 6% of the men, 2% of the women were diagnosed with gout, but the uric acid levels had increased about 20% over the last 10 years. So we've seen an increase. And they're saying it's on the rise. Here's the bottom line. Uric acid crystals are going to increase in the body when our bodies are not digesting and handling protein very well. So because we're eating so many processed foods, because we're eating so many foods that can't be broken down that well, and as the years go by, they're going to have these, all these crazy statistics that are saying, well, cancer's on the rise, or gout's on the rise, or arthritis is on the rise. Well, of course it's on the rise, because our poor choices are on the rise. We're not educating ourselves on what it takes to be healthy. We're not educating ourselves and taking the responsibility. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The internet will show you the hottest health tip of the day. AOL, Yahoo, Gmail, they'll all show you the latest tip of the day. Then, oh, that's nice. And, oh, broccoli helps cancer. And, oh, I should get my servings of fruits and vegetables. And, oh, here I go to the fast food place again today for lunch. Not making any choices, not making any changes. That's nice for people that want to be healthy. And yeah, maybe I'll start eating some broccoli. And then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. You get a little dizzy at work. You stand up out of your chair, feel lightheaded, feel like you're going to fall down. You're 42. Your dad died at 48 of a heart attack. You got a wife. You have three kids. And now all of a sudden, you've never taken a medicine in your life outside of an aspirin or ibuprofen. Now you stand up, you get dizzy, you think something's kind of weird, I better go to my doctor. You go to your doctor, your blood pressure is 170 over 100. Doc puts you on medicine, now you're on the roller coaster. Medicine gets it down, but that's not enough for you to change. No, you can take a little pill and keep living like you were living. So another 10 years goes by. And in that 10 years, you've never made the change. Never exercised. You've gained another 30 pounds. Cholesterol's been accumulating over a long period of time. You still eat poor foods. Never made the choice. Never made the change. You still got a wife. Still got three beautiful kids. They're older now. They need dad. And then all of a sudden, at 52, you get massive chest pain, hit the floor. They get you to the hospital. You have a heart attack. They put a stent in. You keep on going. When is it, at what moment does it dawn on you that there has to be a change made? At what moment does it dawn on you that you can't keep living the same way you've been living over and over again and expect a different type of health? That it's only going to decline based on the choices. That what warning signal does the body have to give you that it's time to make some radical changes? Because I'll tell you, the amazing thing about the human body is that if you do make those radical changes in your life, if you do drop all the junk food and start eating well, if you start not being sedentary and start exercising, if you start sleeping better, if you start drinking more water, cut out the sodas, the coffees, and so much of the tea, your body will respond. And just because you've been diagnosed with three different health challenges doesn't mean that your body can't recover. If the body can get sick, it can get well. And I get sick and tired of seeing so many people suffer with their health. People that just don't know. And if they knew, they could thrive and live a great life. And that's what it's about on this show. So my challenge is that with obesity being the epidemic that it is,
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off with Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello.
Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just calling because I was wondering if you had any good advice on a good workout. I'm about 150 pounds, but I'm mostly muscle, and I'd like to gain a little bit of weight of muscle mass, but I didn't know a healthy way to do that.
Well, what have you been doing? I mean, you're working out now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many days a week are you working out?
Usually about three. I mean, I do a lot of, like construction-like work, so it's very, that's a big part of my workout is that. So I do a lot of athletic stuff. Basketball, tennis, stuff like that. So,
if you're doing that much activity, it's going to be really hard for you to gain weight. So if you're doing unless you eat a lot. So, what does your meal structure look like in a day's time? Like, if you're doing that much activity, how many times a day do you eat right now? Three.
Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
I eat quite a bit.
Okay, so give me. What did you have today? Knock it out. Go ahead. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay, let's see. For breakfast, I had a bowl of cereal. For lunch, I had some ravioli and some lasagna and spaghetti. And I also had a snack between breakfast and lunch of a boiled egg. Then for dinner, I think I just had a snack wrap.
Okay.
From McDonald's.
So you're eating, if you want to gain weight and you're doing that much activity, you're eating like a bird. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're barely eating. You're barely eating at all. So let me show you what this would look like. You're hardly getting any protein. And protein is the building block for muscle. And so, for example, you want to gain weight. Here's what a day would look like. You would work out 3 days a week like you're doing now. You'd keep your workout under 45 minutes. And you'd work out at a high-intensity pace where you'd no more than a minute rest in between your sets. Now, that's first things first. And then if you're doing all this construction and all that, I'd probably cut down on some of the basketball and the tennis and all that you're playing. Now, this is if you want to gain muscle, okay? So a typical eating day would look like this. Wake up, you probably do 5 whole organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter, and you would do a bowl of fresh berries of some kind, and you could even add in maybe a sweet potato for breakfast. I know it sounds kind of gross, but the complex carbs would be helpful for you. Now,
okay.
then for mid-morning, 10 a.m., you'd want to do a meal replacement that's made from whey protein that would be hormone-free and antibiotic-free, like Food Balance. It's a really good product. So you do that, and then, of course, at lunchtime, you would go with probably vegetables, a good piece of meat or chicken or fish, and even another sweet potato or some brown rice, and then snack in the afternoon around 3 o'clock would be another protein shake. The reason you want to do the shake in between the meals is it helps with digestion. When you're looking to gain weight, you have to eat more, but you still want to optimize digestion as well. And that's why the liquid in between, the body has already digested that big meal at lunch after a 3-hour period. And then you can have something liquid, which it'll digest a lot quicker, and then set you up for a next meal around 6 o'clock for dinner. So dinner, same thing. You'd want to go vegetables, probably a starchy carb like brown rice or a sweet potato. And you want to have your healthy fats, too. Half an avocado, handful of walnuts or almonds or whatnot. And you can add in some healthy fats, too, at your snacks in between 10 and 3. and, you know, like a handful of nuts or whatever you enjoy that has good healthy fats to it. And then maybe one more shake before you get to bed, about an hour before bedtime. So that's six meals right there. Now, if you follow that for 6 to 8 months on a regular basis, that's just something that's a pretty standard protocol, okay? If you did some research along with some natural health guys and different nutritionists, that's along the lines of a typical meal plan for someone that wanted to gain weight and gain muscle. And you do that for about 6 to 8 months if you choose to do something like that, and you'll definitely gain the weight because you're getting the calories in that your body needs. You're getting them on a consistent basis, and you know your body's going to function at a really, really good level. You're going to put good lean quality muscle on. You're not going to store a bunch of body fat doing it that way. But it's the activity, so it's going to be a counterbalance of increasing the calories and slightly decreasing your activity level. Because you're not a huge guy, but in the 150s, you know, for you to put on 20 pounds of muscle without fat, that'd be a lot. I mean, you'd look real muscular at that point. You'd probably be stronger too. But if you'll keep up some of the activity, you know, some of the basketball and all that, you won't lose your agility either. I mean, that's the way to do it. If you want to gain muscle, you have to eat and eat like a wild man. I would stay away from a lot of the flour-based foods. You know, I talk about that a lot. If you listen to the show, I talk about staying away from grains and that sort of thing. And it's not just because they're going to make you fat or they raise blood sugar or any of that. It's just they're not that great a quality. You can do some gluten-free breads or pasta if you want to, but they just don't do a whole lot for the body. They're just kind of dead nutrients. They don't have much of anything to offer. And so by including them in your diet, you're not doing anything but just kind of adding in dead calories. You always want to eat food that was originally designed for the body. And, you know, white bread and pasta and those sorts of things just really weren't made for our bodies. We've made that. Man made that. And so picking your food choices for gaining muscle, pretty darn important. And I'll tell you this, it's very easy to do. You can do it without using steroids and drugs and all that. And you can do it well. But it's about being smart and making good choices. And that should be very, very helpful for you. Tylenol, the maker, they're reducing the daily dose to help prevent some of the overdose that they're seeing today. So Johnson & Johnson released that they're working on extra strength Tylenol to revamp it so that the overdose that they've seen so much recently will be cut down. Acetaminophen is found in hundreds of over-the-counter headache products, fever and cold medicines, as well as prescription drugs like Percocet and Vicodin. So watch for Tylenol to revamp their products, hopefully for the better.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, we're talking with Sandra, who has been to her doctor, and they said that she has a coated tongue. It's white, and the back it has some little spots that are white as well, and they said it's not thrush, which candida is typically the first thought when you have some type of white coating on the tongue. That's pretty much textbook, but the doctor said that that's not what it is. However, you've been telling me, Sandra, that your digestion has been pretty lousy most of your life, and really nothing has been able to help with it at all. And you, I guess you've attempted all kinds of methods, whether it's traditional medicine and natural as well. And have you had any relief at all? I mean, even taking probiotics and enzymes, really not much relief?
I said it would, you know, I'd be fine for like, you know,
4 or 5 weeks or so, and then the pattern would start up again. Just not digesting, I guess, because, you know, my bowels just won't move, and so I have to go out and buy some prune juice because I won't take the laxative things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that works, and it gets it started again, but it's like that shouldn't happen, and it's, I guess I've just been brushing it off as age because it's just getting more and more frequent.
And what about your diet, though? Is it good?
Oh, very good. I mean, pretty boring, but, yeah, I mean, I have a... I'm just like every day is pretty much the same thing because it's just what I like. I don't like a lot, but I'll have strawberries and a couple of eggs for breakfast and coffee, decaf. And then at lunch, I have a big old monster salad. And the only dressing I use is tahini just because I like sesame and it's a natural oil.
Right.
And I'll have usually a little bit of salmon with it, and that's about it. And then supper is... some more salmon with the rest of the salad that I didn't eat at lunch because I really can't eat a whole lot at one time. It hurts my stomach.
Have you been diagnosed
really quick?
Have you been diagnosed with any conditions at all? Are you taking medicine for anything?
No, never.
Never. Okay. Do you get a lot of reflux?
No, I've never had acid reflux or heartburn. I'm really lucky on that one. I'm knocking on wood there. Because that's everybody in my family has a problem with that, and I've never had it, thank goodness.
When you say you have lousy digestion, though, what is it, a lot of gas and bloating?
I don't get the gas, and you know, but I guess bloated, yes. I'm always still full, just stuffed. And like I said, I don't eat a lot. It's just probably, you know, why I eat what I do. But, you know, I'd say maybe a half a cup to a cup's worth, if, of food at a time. And, I mean, I'm done, you know. I mean, I just feel so full. It's just like it just doesn't want to move or go anywhere.
Have you checked at all, have you ever done any more acid, alkaline, pH balancing within your body? Have you had anyone check that?
I don't know if that's specifically what she did. I know when she takes my blood to do my blood work.
Yeah.
It takes like 6 vials.
Sure.
So she's checking for all kinds of crazy things.
I would look into a couple of that. I would look and make sure. I mean, they're going to check the blood pH, but I would have her check urine pH as well as saliva pH and make sure that your body's not too acidic. You know, there's the two ranges. You can be acidic or you can be more alkaline. And a lot of times when people get gas and bloating, that can be one of the causes. The other, if they haven't checked too much, I mean, if you're doing the probiotics, and I mean, your diet sounds good, by the way. Just fasting is good, too, for a partial day fast. That's not a big deal, and you can do vegetable juices and whatnot. There's a real good way to do that. You can look online. I've got some tips on that in my book as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's several things you can do to get the gut cleaned out, and I'm sure you've probably seemingly tried everything. One other issue, unfortunately, there's been a real strong link to antidepressants and gut motility, meaning how well the gut functions and as far as the bacteria and whatnot. How well that happens, you know, as far as it functioning. So something to look into. I would check into all of those. I would look into the black walnut too and the wormwood. Those can be very, very helpful. There's certain ways to do that, and I'm sure they'll walk you through it at whatever health food store that you go to figure that out. And one key too, when you got a lot of the excess, the bloating after you eat at dinner time, the gallbladder tends to work better in the evenings. And there's also a component in beets, red beets, that can be very helpful. You steam a red beet. I'm a bigger fan of actually getting the red beet itself rather than, you know, the canned beets and whatnot. And you steam a red beet for about 15 minutes. You cut it up, put it on a salad. And a lot of times it can help increase gut motility. It can help with bowel movements, but also it can help with the bacterial flora as well. So a lot of times when you have just bloating that's been going on for a long time, no one can pinpoint it, and you've got what you have going on in your tongue. I mean, that tongue is definitely a clear-cut issue of what's going on inside the gut, no doubt. Deficiency, not so much. I think it's more either fungal, bacterial, along those lines. And that's just my thought. I haven't seen the test. I am not, you know... I'm not your technical doctor. Those are just my thoughts from things that I've researched and studied and seen. And I think you should get another opinion either from her or from someone else and have them dig a little bit deeper. That might be helpful. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Calvin in New York. Righteous, I've been on an exercise routine for the last year or so, and it seems like I've stalled out as far as building muscle. I'm very afraid of the stuff they sell bodybuilders, so what should I do? Well, those are all the testosterone boosters and whatnot in the health food stores, and really you should stay clear of those for the most part. Unless you've checked your blood work and you know your testosterone is low, you need to get with a physician, have them do blood work and monitor you. Definitely, definitely, definitely not a big fan of taking a bunch of sports supplements without being regulated with a physician or blood work. I'm not a big fan of that. And I did it for years, in my younger years, without a doubt. Every new supplement came out, I had to take it and try it and everything else. So I'm just not a big fan. So here's the deal. But through my years of experience and then through research as well, let me tell you some of the supplements out there for building muscle that are good and the ones that are not. I mean, there's a lot of them. And I can tell you that supplements that are good are a good whey protein powder. And, of course, you want it to be hormone-free and antibiotic-free from where they get the sources. That is important. So when you get the $15 can at the discount store, you can guarantee and take your bottom dollar that it's full of a bunch of fillers and the whey protein is absolute garbage. Do not put that stuff in your body. Terrible. The other is glutamine. Glutamine is one of the best-kept secrets of people that work out, and here's why. Glutamine is an amino acid. It's the most abundant amino acid in all skeletal muscle, and we lose it very quickly. It's one of the number one amino acids that our body uses for the immune system. So if you get low in glutamine, the chances of you getting sick are pretty strong because the immune system drops. And just 5 grams a day, they say, in studies. Again, a lot of these supplements have had some really good studies behind them, especially the protein powders and even creatine monohydrate, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. But glutamine has some incredible studies that it increases not only growth hormone, which is our youth hormone, but it increases all the IgGs and all the different components, IgA, IgM, all the different components of our immune system, and increases by up to 300%. When you take glutamine. I mean, it is the best kept secret, and it increases what we call nitrogen retention, which allows the muscle tissue to stay in an anabolic state, not a catabolic state. Anabolism means, sounds a funny word, sounds like cannibalism, but anabolism or staying anabolic means your body's in a state of growth. Catabolism is in a state of decreasing, meaning it's kind of eating away at your body. You're decreasing your muscle mass. So those are very, very important terms, and the glutamine can really be a big key. People that struggle with cancer and whatnot, a lot of them, there's been a lot of tips you can read through research papers and whatnot where certain doctors have used glutamine and have been very helpful in sustaining some of their muscle mass during chemotherapy and whatnot. So it's very potent, and we do get it from our foods, but we also lose it rapidly. And so if you're under a lot of training, you're working out a lot, you're under a lot of stress in life, you do a lot of manual or physical exercise, glutamine can be a very big beneficial amino acid to help your body recover, not have so much lactic acid build up and be sore. It's a big one. So the other one, vitamin C, always a big key, helps you recover from workouts. Very important. And then, you know, you're just your basic foundational four if you're looking into certain things like that. So that's your whole food multivitamin, that digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. Those are all extremely important. So building muscle, yes, it's about calories, it's about protein levels. They're saying now 1 gram to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight is the official standard. And then, of course, keeping your fats at a good level, 20% minimum, is going to keep your testosterone level up to 25%. And then, of course, carbohydrates, I always say fruits and vegetables, but if you're working out trying to gain muscle, it's pretty important to add in a little bit of starchy carbohydrates. So sweet potatoes and brown rice would be the ones of choice. And just use them sparingly. Middle of the day, don't do too much at night. And that can help keep the body fat low, but keep the muscle strength high. And, you know, little tips like that. But if you're hitting a stagnation point, it may be that you're either working out too much and what we call overtraining. So it's where your body can't recover from the workouts that you're doing. You're constantly tearing it down because, you remember, you don't get bigger and stronger and leaner in the gym. It's when you're outside of the gym based on the work that you've done inside the gym if you're working out all the time. When you tear down the body, you're not growing. You're tearing it down, and that's what happens in the gym. It's what you do with the foods that you eat, and the rest that you get outside of the gym that's going to determine the growth that you have and breaking through that plateau. So don't be afraid of a lot of the supplements. Keep it simple. Creatine monohydrate is another one. It's been out for about 20 years now. And matter of fact, we tested it at Florida State on the athletes when I was there, and they got incredible results. Incredible. So they've said that 5 grams a day is very important. Always after a workout is the best. Can replenish your ATP stores. It's non-toxic, but make sure you're over about the age of 18 if you do that and drink.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Facebook and Twitter, join in with all that we have going on. Some live events coming up. We'll keep you posted when we get the dates nailed down. Might be coming to your city. We'd love to be with you and have you come out and be with us. 888-283-7272. Our food for the day are elderberries. Now, elderberries, if you've never tasted them, are actually really, really good. They have unbelievable health properties. And, of course, food for the day, very important. We get so much out of our foods that we don't even know if we just apply them to our life. A lot of people think it's a bunch of folk remedy. But, really, it's our best medicine, in my opinion. Now, used for antioxidants, elderberries can lower cholesterol, improve vision, boost the immune system, and improve heart health. And they're really good for coughs, colds, flu, bacterial and viral infections, and tonsillitis. So the elderberry juice was used to treat the flu epidemic in Panama in 1995. Interesting. So throughout Western Asia and North Africa, elderberry has been used for its antioxidant activity. It's been used to lower cholesterol, improve vision, and boost the immune system all the way around. It's even been reported to help with strong vision or vision issues, and of course has organic pigments in it, mainly which is called tannin, and also amino acids, carotenoids, flavonoids, sugar, rutin, which is really good for vessels and strengthening vessels, vitamin A and B, and a large amount of vitamin C. They're also a mild laxative and can be a diuretic within the middle of it all. So elderberry flowers and the berries themselves can both be beneficial. They have products called anthocyanins, which are powerful antioxidants, and that help against cell damage. Elderberries were listed in the CRC Handbook of Medicinal Herbs most recently. And that's, by the way, a really, really good book if you've never picked one of those up. And also in the Mosby's Nursing Drug Reference for colds, flus, yeast infections, nasal and chest congestion, and hay fever. In Israel, the oncology labs there have determined that elderberry stimulates the body's immune system, and they are actually treating cancer and AIDS with elderberry. And so the wide range of medical benefits from flu and colds and debilitating asthma, diabetes, weight loss is probably due to the enhancement of each individual's immune system. Immune system is a big key, we know that. But now the research in Germany that they're doing, the scientists have conducted some studies with elderberry and showing that elderberry antioxidants that enhance immune function, they do that by boosting what we call cytokines. And further research is indicating that these cytokines and elderberries possess more antioxidant capacity than either vitamin E or vitamin C. So interesting, as we're breaking through, I think, in more the case of natural-based care, and learning what really can take place within certain foods and how it can affect the body. You got to think about this. People ask me all the time, why do you think foods play such a big role? I think it's because we don't know. There's still a lot we don't know about foods and what they do. But I can tell you this. You didn't get sick just by your genetics. We'll tell you that. And if you believe that you do, that it's just family history, it's a bunch of bunk. It really is. Family history plays a role, it does, but it's not everything. And the processed food that we have in this country right now that we are eating and allowing our children to eat every single day, that is what is making us sick. And that is what's leading up to disease. Our bodies weren't designed to break down like they are. We have more disease now than we've ever seen. More health challenges, people getting sick and dying more than ever. Now, granted, we have great medicine and we have technology that can get people well, no doubt about it, and that can literally take a debilitating illness and have a turnaround, whether it's through drugs or surgery. There is that ability. But getting sick in the first place is on the rise more than it's ever been. And the prevention of that is what we have to teach. We have to teach it for our friends, our family members, our coworkers, our loved ones, those around us. We have to start teaching that prevention, making sure that we can provide a good future for our young people. And they don't have to grow up dealing with all these diseases. And that is so important for everyone. 888-283-7272. Harry Golden has our quote for the day. So the only thing that overcomes hard luck is hard work. And that is a true statement. Let's go to Scott now. Hi, Scott.
Well, here recently, I was diagnosed with optic neuritis in my right eye. I've had many tests performed. I had an MRI done to check for lesions so that they can rule out MS. And they put me on prednisone steroids, and everything was going good, and I got off the steroids. And then just the past couple weeks, I guess I had a relapse, and my vision got poor again. So I just had some questions. I didn't really know what would be a cause of optic neuritis.
Optic neuritis, there's several causes. Itis means inflammation. So always remember that. Whenever itis is tacked on to the end of any condition, it's an inflammatory condition. So reducing inflammation in the body, that's a key through the foods that you're eating, whether it's in the eye or anywhere else, always a big key. But lutein is a big component. Now, it's a byproduct of vitamin A. And vitamin A is kind of that multivitamin for the eyes. But you can get plenty of vitamin A from a lot of the brighter colored vegetables, sweet potatoes, carrots contain a lot of vitamin A. Cod liver oil, believe it or not, has a ton of vitamin A. And actually, just by doing cod liver oil, tablespoon to 2 tablespoons a day, I have seen people's vision actually improve, just actual literal vision. It's incredible. So for the optic neuritis, though, and cutting down the inflammation, it can help with prostaglandins, the omega-3s, and also the vitamin A and the lutein that you can all find this at the health food store. Most ophthalmologists are big fans of that. And if you talk to most of them, lutein is one of the top vitamins that they actually recommend or supplements that they recommend. So look into some of that. I think it can be a great benefit to you, especially when you're struggling with any type of issue with the eyes. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts at American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.